B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
.975 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missinelli. 5 o'clock hour brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Buy any window or door and get the second at 50% off, plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. Sal Powell will join us at 5:15, and the Eagles have their compensation picks available now. They will have 3 1-third-rounder, 2 4th-rounder, and I believe they had, 6 or 7 picks, so that puts them at 10. I think that gets them to 10 right there. Obviously, the most important draft in Howie Roseman's tenure coming up. So we'll talk about, so that now they do officially have 10 picks. This is what they wanted. That's also ammunition, having so many picks, to possibly trade up if you need to, although I don't think you can trade compensation picks. And also the CBA situation where the deadline was supposed to be 4 o'clock for franchising players. They extended that to Monday to 1 minute before the legal tampering period starts, Wednesday's free agency, and they allowed the players, the vote was supposed to be on Thursday, and now the NFLPA has until Saturday to vote. So a lot of things in flux right now with the NFL. And while I still think this thing is going to pass, it does seem like the players are thinking about waiting a year before committing. Jerome in Elkins Park, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, afternoon there, TJ.
How you doing, Jerome?
All right, I'm doing good. I wish you a happy birthday. I would, but I'm going to wait until you're 60, and then when I'm in my 80s, then I'm going to wish you a happy birthday.
That sounds good, man. That sounds
all right?
Good. Sounds good.
Because the message is, we're not going to live in fear. You understand?
Yes, sir.
We take the preparations, and, you know, I'm not trying to minimize it, but, you know, the supreme being is not going to take everybody out of here. Okay?
Not at the same time.
Not when we're going to have an article of missing that I didn't get a chance to read, but I got through my wife. You know, not bad looking, and also the bigger thing, inner beauty.
There you go. And I saw the book today.
I like the dry humor of the gentleman who's doing your seat.
Oh, Pat Egan today? Yeah, we're just trying to hold it down for Mike while he's out sick.
Oh, Mike's out? Oh, just the usual thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Sixers, and I said future, staying somewhat positive, but coaching change I think is going to be in order. And my feeling is, and props to you on Shake, okay? Oh,
well, you know, sometimes you get one right. Shake looks like a ball player.
Yes, sir. I back up point guard easy and fitting in. My thing is that if you're going to stick at least preliminary with the two stars, which, you know, the monetary things and all of that, okay, whatever. But next person I'm going to look at, if you're going to have an effective team, even if it is the East, Tobias, nice guy, but I just don't see him giving in. And, you know, I don't get into worrying about what people make, but that's not what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking about the effectiveness of where he is going to be. I mean, you follow what I'm saying?
I do follow, but one thing is consistent, Jerome. He's consistent. And that's why it comes down to your top two stars getting to that tippy-top level. No one's talking about Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid in the MVP conversation. They need to get there. You see, Giannis, those guys have their teams at the upper echelon. Kawhi, those guys have to get themselves into the MVP level. If they get to MVP level, then it's everything else. I get the coach thing, I get the Tobias thing, and all that's fair. But now, with this season looking more and more to people out there like a lost season, I have to also lay blame on Ben Simmons coming back without a jump shot. I mean, he did come back without a jump shot, just a statement of fact. His defense was better, and He was playing really well, and Joel Embiid did not come back in the tip-top shape that he needed to be in to dominate on a regular basis all the time. That's a fair bit of criticism, in my opinion. And Booney corrected me, you can trade NFL compensation picks. So if the Eagles need to trade up in the draft, they absolutely can. The question is, will they need to? Do they want to?
Yeah, they have 2/3, 3/4.
Yeah, like if they...
They're in a pretty good position.
Yeah, if they need to get up where they need to go to get a wide receiver, if they really value that position the most or value a certain player, there's no reason that they can't do it. The question is, will they get it right if they do it? And if it's required the way that some people are. Some people are saying Ruggs or the draft a bust. They think he's that important to what they need to do, possibly by giving this quarterback a real speed threat. We'll talk to all about that with Sal Powell in just a few minutes. 610-632-0975. Flyers, I want to go around the horn real fast. And I need Booney to let us know, too. Do they win tonight? Go on the record. Do the Flyers win tonight?
I don't think so.
Pat has them losing. Natalie?
Yes.
You have them winning?
Yeah.
I'm going to hear what Booney has to say, and then I'll give mine.
Yeah, I think...
10 in a row.
Yeah.
Booney has an overtime win.
Oof, I hope so.
An overtime win. I do like that. An overtime win. I do think that the Flyers are going to get that 10th in a row. Now, I've noticed something on social media that I need to address. We didn't talk Flyer. Oh, and Booney says the overtime win will be 8-3.
Oh. I know that's
impossible.
Yeah, missed it in the first hour. Caller suggested a 5-3 overtime victory. But
hey, there's a first time for everything.
What happens if you shoot it? It hits the back of the net, comes back out of the net.
And then goes back in?
And then your stick hits it again.
It counts as one goal.
Like, I know, but could they make it 5 just to make...
I mean, in that situation, they won't, but we'll give it to the guy.
Like, you bounce it, like, or you're behind the net. You bounce it off the goalie's back of his pad or his skate. It goes in, bounces just out. Like he goes and swats at it, and then you hit it again.
And you tap it back in?
Perhaps he was just confused and he didn't realize that, like, you know, once the goal is, maybe he thought it was like an extended overtime, and then you could potentially get 2 goals within that overtime period.
Yeah, I think it's what Ty said. The guy's new to hockey. He's trying to get on top of it, and he just wasn't aware.
It's all good. This is the show of love. This show is all about love since Friday.
Yeah, welcome everybody on the bandwagon.
I welcome everybody on every kind of bandwagon.
But, and you know what the thing is with games like tonight, because there's such a high interest in it, this is the time for the casual viewers to really tune in and to see what good hockey is.
Well, that's a good point. You're playing against the team with the most points in the NHL.
Yeah.
In addition to a Flyers team that's really good. High level, high skill hockey out there.
It should bring the casual viewer in. And even if you're watching at home, because I've said it before, I think if you go and see a hockey game in person, you're more inclined to take a liking to it.
Yes.
But if you're just the casual viewer, tonight is the night where you sit down in front of your TV, you get your popcorn, you get your iced tea, and you sit down and you watch a good hockey game and take it all in.
Popcorn and iced tea. Okay.
That's a combination I don't do.
I wasn't expecting that combo, but I'm not going to judge. We're in a no-judge zone.
I don't know.
I mean, you're right, though. I mean, you're facing arguably the best team in the NHL, mm-hmm. one of them at least.
Yeah,
you're facing
for sure
probably the Vezina Trophy winner in Tuukka Rask right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're facing 3 of the best players in their top line: Marchand, Bergeron, and Pastrnak. So like you're not just seeing a good team with a bunch of like decent players. No, you're seeing some of the best players in the league because Pastrnak and Marchand are up there in points.
This is the league on display. This is the NHL on display, essentially, tonight.
Right, and now we'll see if the Flyers, for people out there, if you're skeptical at all, which I think would be unfair right now, but if you're skeptical at all, they win this game tonight, then tomorrow you can't be on the, well, just wait and see, wait till May. Like, I'm tired of those people. I'll be really tired of them if they're still acting like that after this game tonight, if the Flyers win. Or if the Flyers, if it's a tie, gets to overtime, it's a tie, and I got to hear you know, the games may matter. These games don't matter. Like, I can't do that. I can't have that guy with that voice in my ear talking.
If you're not on board now, I don't know when you're going to get on board. I really don't, because it's in March. I understand that argument in November.
Right.
When there's so much hockey to be played. But you saw last year a Columbus Blue Jackets team who was basically playing playoff hockey for the last 2 months of the season to get into the playoffs.
And took it all the way.
And they ended up facing the number one team, a team that set a record for most points in the regular season, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Oh, they're going to get trashed. They ended up sweeping the Lightning because they'd been playing playoff hockey. So this is the time that you want to be having a 10-game win streak. This is the time to hop on, not November. And you know, not
wait till May.
Yeah, excuses of May. That makes no stop.
I can't have that.
We don't even know if we're gonna have tomorrow.
No. And speaking of that, coronavirus, governor of Ohio says only outdoor events should have spectators. All over the country, the Ivy, kind of in a hypocritical way, gets canceled. And I'm going to explain this hypocrisy real fast. And this is what bothers me. If you want to have caution with the Ivy basketball tournament, obviously Penn gets affected by this directly, both the men and the women. That's fine. They said that they're letting the other student athletes, play games, but they're not letting the Penn basketball team play games. 610-632-0975. So that's what doesn't make sense, is that they're canceling that, but allowing other indoor sports to still be played. It just doesn't make sense. I think the Ivy, and they have not closed all the schools. So on the line right now, the great Sal Palantonio, a lot to talk about with football issues, and if he thinks this coronavirus could have any effect on the draft or anything like that. Mr. Palantonio, how are you today?
Hey, Ty. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Now, there's so much to get to. The Eagles' compensation picks, they end up with a 3rd and 2/4. So now they have a solid 10 picks. That's what Howie Roseman set out to have. He thought he would have. Do you think this gives the Eagles the ammo to be aggressive in the draft?
Yeah, and I don't think they have to be too aggressive.
Okay.
But I want them, obviously, to pursue the best talent possible in the first round. Now, they've had some big swings and misses. We all know that. In the first round, mm-hmm. especially at the wide receiver position.
Yes.
And they absolutely have to get it right. But they have so many issues across the board that it's really important for them to address it not only in the draft, but free agency is coming up very shortly. And when it happens, they have to be aggressive there as well. I want them to go out and get one of the best players at one of the positions of need, or, to me, they should focus on getting one of the best players overall in this free agency. They have money. They have draft picks. This is a team that was knocked out of the first round because their quarterback was knocked out of the game. So they can do, I think, enough to get themselves back to the playoffs for a full straight year. So who should they target, first of all, in free agency? In my view, Tyrone, it has to be Henry. I mean, to me, I know you have Miles Sanders,
mm-hmm.
but you have a chance to get Derrick Henry, who accounted for 69% of the Titans' offense. And you put the Titans in a bind and have to choose between Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill or Tom Brady. I mean, to me, Derrick Henry he's young. He's 26.
Mm-hmm.
He's super productive. He takes a lot of pressure off of Carson Wentz. And if you're not going to go that route, then you have to get... If you look at how the world and they have the top 10 free agents, right? You got to go after Byron Jones and make the Cowboys weaker. And I think that, to me, it's either a stud offensive player or a stud defensive player and really upgrade the team at a very important position, either running back or corner, because the draft is so, so deep wide receiver position.
So you would not go wide receiver, free agent wide receiver. That's interesting. I have not heard a lot about going after a running back because people like Sanders so much. You would really go there, double up, have your twin backs, and then focus on the defense perhaps then in that scenario also in the draft?
Right, because go back and look at the Super Bowl year, Ty. It was the running back position that carried the team. Right. And you know, if you can run the football like the Titans did, you don't need great production out of your quarterback or your wide receiver position. But be that as it may, the number one need for the team is wide receiver. The number one need for the team is the defensive back position. There's no question about that. But you can get a good wide receiver in the first round.
I said, yes, you're right. There's quite a few.
Yeah, now you look at the DB situation. Malcolm Jenkins, 32. You know, all the snaps on defense in the last 2 years. Led the team with 173 tackles. He wants a new deal. Give him a new deal. He does not age. He is the leader of the heart and soul of the team. He's more than that. He is, you know, he's the tree of life, in my opinion, of the football team. To make that man happy. Rodney McLeod, he'll be 30 in June. He's a free agent. The cornerback position has been underwhelming. Darby, I wouldn't invest a lot of money in him. I'd let agency. Jalen Mills, I'd let him test free agency. Maddox, I want. Rasul, people criticize him, but he's tough. He can tackle. He's versatile. He never complains. Rasul Douglas, I want him back.
So you have him back even though people knock him for speed and things like that. You bring him back no matter what.
It's not moxie.
Okay.
I'm on the fence about Sidney Jones. Cravon LeBlanc, I like him a lot. I get him back.
Yeah, he's under contract, I believe. I think they signed him to an extension when he got hurt, so he'll be back if they want him back.
Exactly. You got to look. So in the beginning of the year, you know, they gave up 26 points per game in weeks 1 through 7.
Yeah.
Then when they go on the sixth run, weeks 8 through 17, they were fifth in the league, only giving up 18 points a game. So they got it together on defense. Schwartz, you know, cobble together a defense no matter what you give him, as long as, you know, players are healthy. So to me, you got to go wide receiver in the draft, and you got to get some veteran players, defensive back position, not going to get injured and or a major upgrade, and that's why I would go after Byron Jones.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. Now, I want to ask you about this CBA because it keeps getting more and more interesting. They pushed the designation for the franchise tag to basically 1 second before the start of the legal tampering period. They give the players the extra time for the CBA up to Saturday. It was supposed to be Thursday. Where do you think this is all headed, Sal?
I think if you look at the Players Association election, the guy that got elected as the new union head was a guy who was on the fence. He was not for the new CBA or against it. He was on the fence about it, which tells you a lot, that it's divided, that the players are divided, and the league is in a state of flux, and this is going to go down to the last minute. I think the bottom line, though, will be this. You want the money. Don't turn the money down. You know you're not going to have a lockout. You're not going to have a strike. So you're going to go after the money, and there are more younger players making less than there are older players making more. And so they have the numbers. Politics is about the numbers, and they have the numbers to pass it. And I think in the end, it will pass. My that question, and I want to pose at the end of the month, and I promise I'll come on that show for sure. The question I want to know is, why didn't they go to a 19-week season?
I'm sorry, you broke up there a little bit, Sal. What was that question? I apologize.
Why didn't they go? Add one game and go to two bye weeks and give the players some cup, and then extend the NFL calendar into sweeps for television in the middle of February. And I think everybody would have made more money. The players would have gotten rest during the season. And fantasy football would have been extended another week. And of course, sports gambling would have had a windfall from it. Don't understand. They with the second bye week. Didn't they go to the second bye week this time around?
Yeah, I know that's absolutely a fair point. We had a little You faded out there, but we got it all. Sal, thank you so much. As usual, great information, and you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I know you're watching the Tom Brady situation real fast. Back to the Patriots, yes or no?
I think it's way up in the air, and I'm going to be following it pretty closely over the next couple of weeks. But, you know, every team is in lockdown right now, and Brady's not telling where he's going. But Vegas has the odds, and the odds are that he's going to go back.
Okay.
I would say it's Patriots, Titans. After that, it's a big drop-off, a big drop-off.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, as usual. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your week, Sal.
Thanks for having me on, Tyrone.
All right. That's Sal Palantonio. Sorry, his phone, little phone trouble there. But he was asking about, just to clear up, why they didn't go to the two byes if they were going to go and go to the 18 games or even 17 games with the two byes. That might have made the players more apt to accept it, the ones that are on the fence. I think that's a good question. I think the answer is, and the other part is, for people that are wondering why the players are taking so long, this deal basically locks them in for 11 years because there's 1 year left on this current deal, and then it's a 10-year deal. I think the players are allowed to take their time and read the deal if they're going to sign off on something that will affect the players for 11 seasons. And I noticed this weird thing where normally when people saying, oh, player, get your money, get your money. But when it comes to a legal deal like this, they go, oh, I'll just take whatever the owners give them.
No.
But when it's like Malcolm Jenkins, the people will say, oh, get as much money as you can, Malcolm, get your money. But when it comes to this kind of deal, they go, oh, take whatever the owners give them. And I think the players have a right to read it because it's locking in the NFL players for 11 years. And they don't have to vote on anything now. They could literally wait a whole nother year and then vote on the 10-year deal.
It still to this day amazes me that when you look at an average pitcher in Major League Baseball will make $10
million. Yep.
A very, very, very good wide receiver in the NFL will make $10 million. And one sport is vastly more popular than the other one. One sport makes way more money than the other
and
one.
Way more dangerous.
Exactly. And it's you got to be sitting there going, like, what am I doing right now? I mean, we got to redo this deal.
And listen to this update right now because Booney has some news that Natalie's going to convey about the Flyers, and it's not great. So listen, tune in for the update, 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, as we go around all the shows on the radio side, Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. And it's time for our final Twitter poll, and it's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Get your lawnmower, zero turn, or any small engine tools up and running in time for spring with Paul B. Moyer and Sons online parts warehouse. Visit poweredbymoyer.com today. Natalie.
Thanks, Ty. Over 900 votes on today's poll. Are you concerned about your sports coverage with the new rules due to coronavirus? 24% say yes. 76% say no. So, majority people not worried about their news.
Not worried about getting
their sports news.
Their sports news. I think the players will, the media people will adjust and everything will be fine. And it was probably naive to think that they were going to block fans out, for example, and that be talked about, and there not be any media restrictions whatsoever. That was bound to happen. The phone number, if you still want to get in, we still got time, 610-632-0975. As we get closer and closer to this epic Flyers game, and we got some bad news there in Natalie's previous update.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's tough. 4 weeks. 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It means he'll be fresh for the playoff run.
Fractured patella.
Yeah, that's...
In the right knee. Ooh.
That hurts.
Right. And now the ghost is back. The ghost is going to be back. And can he finally get on his coach's good side? A lot of people are down on the ghost. I believe in the ghost. I ain't afraid of no ghost, but I do believe in the ghost. Pat Egan, no belief in the ghost.
Oh, I've been down on the ghost
for a long time. Steve in Newark, Delaware, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, is since Oscar went down with, you know, doing sarcoma, that the Flyers have really jumped up. Is this, you know, the thing that really set them off?
I don't know. I'm sure it doesn't hurt to have something like that. As far as the team goes, as far as motivation, but I'm sure they'd rather have him out there playing.
Yeah, I know they want to have him out there playing, but you don't think that they, you know, this really set them off? This has got them on this big winning streak.
No, I think the illness wasn't wasn't the main thing that got the winning streak going. I think it's a really good coach and a talented, balanced team. That's what I'm seeing. A lot of really good players, maybe not a bunch of star players, but a lot of good players being coached really well. And I'm sure that he's with them in spirit. He was at the team picture day, and that was great. But I do not think he's the main reason that this is happening. I think the coach is doing a great job. I think the players are talented, and they're playing the right kind of way with the right system for their talents.
All right. Yeah, thanks for talking with me.
No problem. And I know that in this city we latch on to the metaphysical a lot. I'm not into that stuff as much. Again, I'm not just discounting it, but I believe you put a bunch of talented players on the ice, you have a really good coach who knows how to use them, and you get great goaltending, you win games. Like, I always keep it, I don't do a lot of the metaphysical personally. I don't think you can play with this level of consistency based only on motivation from a fallen teammate. I think you have to be pretty darn good at the sport.
Yeah, and that kind of takes away, too, from what the guys are able to do on the ice.
Right.
Saying, oh, it's just because of what happened with Lindblom. And it's, I'm sure, as you said, I'm sure it doesn't hurt, you know, that they have something to go out there and motivate them maybe and look at their fallen teammate, but this has more to do, for me at least, with a coach that has gotten the most out of these guys that a previous coach was unable to, combined with the fact that they finally have a goaltender who actually can stop a puck.
Who can really stop a puck. And I don't think we know about the upside for some of these players just yet either. So ascending players in real time, it's hard to figure out. You got 23-year-old guys going out there who aren't near their prime. We don't know how good some of these players will be. Maybe we look back 3 years from now and go, oh, that team was loaded with stars. We don't know. When you have a bunch of young players, you don't know. Maybe these guys are ascending players, and we go, oh, no wonder they won. Look how good this guy is. So,
I think a lot of these guys haven't reached their potential.
That's what I mean. They're so young. So I think that I think it's more the talent mixed with the coach with the talent more than anything else. TJ and Conshohocken, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ty, how's it going?
What's going on, man?
Happy birthday to you, and it's JP.
JP?
Yeah, no problem. Happy belated to Pat as well. So about the Flyers here, I think it's arguably the biggest game in years.
Yes, it's the biggest regular season game in a decade.
And, I mean, I kind of had this one circled on the calendar ever since the shootout fiasco that happened, I think it was maybe, like a month or two ago, where mm-hmm. Marchand missed the puck.
Yes.
I think it's always going to be a tough battle with Boston. And this one in particular with the surge that they're on right now, it's just going to be exciting to see. And just kind of to tie it in with the coronavirus thing, you know, this being on the one hand, probably the biggest game, like you said, in years, and then tomorrow night with the Sixers, lesser opponent, and still more information might come out tomorrow and closures and stuff. And I'm just interested to see what the general public, especially in Philly, is going to do about attending these games.
Yeah, I am very, I'm interested in it as well. I think, I don't know yet. It seems like most fans are just going to keep full speed ahead until it's mandatory. I until they finally empty buildings. If that happens, it seems like most people are still going to be going to events. And I haven't heard anybody so far today say they're skipping a Sixers game tomorrow either. Rob in Center City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob?
Hello?
Yep.
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, listen, let me give a quick shout out to the Meatball Farm Gang.
Yeah, I can't have that. Listen, I'm a nice fella.
Why do they always do that?
You know I've been doing nothing but love. But that's that clown stuff I was talking about.
Well, and he knows that they're not allowed to do that.
Right. If you want to do that, there are stations for shout outs. This is not one of them.
I have a lot of questions with that guy.
And with social media, who even really needs to call a radio station to do shout outs anymore anyway?
And why? That's a weird food to be so attached to.
That's my biggest question. I didn't want to say it, but that's my thing.
I mean, I don't know. I do. I enjoy meatball parms.
I love a good meatball parm. Who doesn't? But the meatball parm boys?
Gang.
The gang.
They refer to themselves.
The gang. Look out. You're worried about coronavirus? No, I'm worried about the meatball parm gang, though. Those boys are wild.
Yeah, like I feel like if 10 of those guys showed up in the studio looking to beat me up, I would feel like they were outnumbered. The meatball.
It's definitely a jorts wearing crew.
Yeah, like I would look at those guys and go, you guys going to need a few more. I'm not even going to get up from my chair. Go get 7 more and come back to me, meatball parm gang. Like, I just feel like, and I'm not tough at all. I just feel like if I needed to get to the door and the difference between me making it out is the meatball parm gang, I'm making it to the door.
They'd probably take off their Adidas slides and it's on.
Stop it.
All right. On the other side, sound off here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
On 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone Johnson here for the Rothenberg Law Firm. As sports fans, we talk and worry about injuries all the time, and we know that our team's success relies on our athletes being at their best. We know there's a ton of injuries now with the Sixers and the Flyers, but if any of our athletes are injured, they have access to the best care, doctors, and resources, and they'll get back in the game. But what happens to the rest of us when we get injured? If people like you and I get injured, our lives could be turned upside down. Being unable to work and dealing with mounting medical bills, it's hard to go through alone. It's scary. So if you're injured, it is up to you to take care of yourself and your loved ones by getting the legal representation you need to protect your quality of life. And that's where the Rothenberg Law Firm comes in. They've worked with thousands of families who have needed legal help after an injury. And they know how to fight for your case because they've been doing it for over 50 years. You don't need to be a pro athlete to get the proper care and money you deserve with the Rothenberg Law Firm on your side. So if you're injured, call them. 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com. That's injurylawyer.com.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. Time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
Yes, indeed. Time for sound off. 610-771-9705 is the number for you to participate. I want those lines humming after this big, big, big Flyers game tonight. But let's see what we have today.
Guys, much as I love the great Mike Missanelli, I got a big violation on Mike, man. He can't be kicking Shake Milton out of Club Tyrone. Shake Milton is a Club Tyrone OG, and he has a throne in the VIP.
That's a very good point. I can say this right now. If Shake Milton somehow gets thrown out of Club Tyrone by Mike in some way, shape, or form, I will close Club Tyrone.
Why did he throw him out?
Because he's too good.
No, that's ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous.
You found this guy. You invited him into your club when no one wanted him in his club. Nobody. You were there.
I was there.
And now Mike says, no, he's too good for the club?
And if that happens, I will close Club Tyrone.
That's ridiculous.
No.
Yes.
No, he's right. There's no point.
No point.
If you're not going to get credit when a guy becomes, quote, too good, there's no point.
Can't do it. I will close.
What's going to attract other members to the club?
I don't know. The optimism that they two can make it out?
When a man is awakened at 2 a.m. by the natural alarm condition, as we all know, one should saunter quietly into the bathroom and sit so that one can stay half asleep, not worrying about the aim or where anything ends up, and then go back to bed and immediately continue sleeping. Tyrone, I'm in your corner.
Thank you. People have been trying to shame me for this. I'll stand by it. I say it proudly. In the middle of the night, if nature calls, I'm sitting. I'm not aiming in the middle of the night. I'm proud of it. If you want
100%.
If you want to take, say I'm less of a man, say I'm less of a man. But I am proud to be less than a man because I fall back asleep pretty quickly and you are busy aiming.
You're quote, less of a man who doesn't have to clean up pee in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I respect that.
You guys tell him.
Wait a second. Let me get this right. Why is one nine in a row? You going for number 10 tonight? Where the hell have I been at? Gee, oh, man, I've been so distraught about the Sixers and their road roll. Wow. Oh, well, I... is there room on this bandwagon, sir? I'm on the roof? Okay.
You're allowed in the bandwagon. The only requirement for everybody. Everybody's allowed on the bandwagon. Your job tonight, though, you must watch the game or watch the game on NBC Sports Philadelphia or listen to the game on 97.5 The Fanatic. As long as you do that, you're allowed on the bandwagon.
I think the Sixers are going to lose this year. I think they're the worst team right now. They don't have any chemistry on the team. I heard rumors that Joel Embiid gets traded next season. I'm not going to watch this team anymore. 2 years in a row, they are not going to make a run for the NBA title. This team sucks.
Well, there's a bit of a line between NBA Finals and the words you just used there, sir. It's also a huge violation. If Joel Embiid was to get traded, which I don't believe will happen, but if that was to happen, you have to still root for the Sixers. You root for the close. At the end of the day, that's what you're rooting for. You like individual players, but you're rooting for the close. If he's gone, then you stay here, or you're a fraud.
We, the jury, find Brett Brown guilty of the charge of pretending to know something about the game of basketball. His sentence is that he must be fired immediately and must never be allowed to seek employment anywhere as a coaching job in the NBA ever again.
You know, this is the darndest thing. I remember they made a joke about Walt Disney being frozen, and I won't elaborate on the joke.
No, that's true.
No,
is it true?
No, it's not true.
And about why he was frozen, and I won't get into that. But it's almost like these people need to be frozen. Wait till the end of the basketball season, get thawed out, and then they'll go, is he still the coach? And then if you say yes, you have to refreeze him.
What's he, like Han Solo?
Yeah, like you put him in carbonite. And then they go, is he still the coach? And you say, yeah, he's still the coach. Back into carbonite you go. You have to stay there because you can't wake up every single day asking for the coach to get fired. You're disappointed every single day. You only get fired once. That's why it's like that whole misnomer of, oh, well, you only live once. False. You live every day. You only die once.
Look, there it is.
This is, I mean, you are just dropping philosophical knowledge all day.
This is 40-year-old Ty.
He's smart out there.
Tyrone absolutely deserves his own show. You guys should put him on the air every day. That's all I got to say.
Listen, Mike Missanelli is a legend. I am holding the seat down as Mike has an illness. I will return to my producer seat the moment that Mike Missanelli returns, but I do appreciate people not thinking that I'm terrible.
So the governor of Ohio has mandated all indoor sporting events be played without spectators until further notice. He is a genius. He has assured himself every vote from every Cleveland Cavalier ticket holder come next election. Man's a genius.
That's pretty good, because now people don't have to go to Cavs games even though they are playing better. And close it down, concert.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your sound dog gets up.
See you later. Stay tuned for Quick Slants on TV and Flyers Weekly on the radio. I'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.